in the time that we have.
So we said last week that Mor HaNaim said that every person has to go through Nisyonis, just like Avraham Avinu went through Nisyonis in his life. Each and the Torah is Nitzchi, the Torah is for all generations. It's a teaching that's not just a story about the past, it's something that teaches us for all generations. Just like Avraham Avinu, who's the Neshama Kolis of Kal Yisrael, had to go through 10 Nisyonis, every Jew in his life will have to go through Nisyonis, just like Avraham Avinu. So we asked just now, what is the purpose of a Nisyon? We said the purpose of a Nisyon is to actualize your potential. Every person has a potential. God doesn't test us to know what's in our hearts. He knows what's in our hearts. God doesn't test us to know our thoughts. He knows what our thoughts are. God doesn't test us to see if we're capable of withstanding the test or not. He knows the answer to that question. The Nisyon's purpose is for us, because our potential is never enough for ourselves until we actualize, until we do something with it. And only through a test, only through a Nisyon, can we take that potential and actualize it, because there are certain things that we would never do if we weren't pushed to do them. You know, just like teaching a child to swim and he does not want to go into the water. So you give him a shove and he learns how to swim. And you teach a child to ride a bike and he just doesn't want to pedal. He's afraid he's going to fall. You give him a shove and you walk away. Baal Shem Tov's mashal is about walking. That when a father teaches his child how to walk, he holds his hands, then he lets go and takes a few steps back. And the child's like, what are you doing? Why aren't you holding my hand? But the child doesn't realize that the father's teaching him how to walk on his own. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. He gives us a push and he teaches us to walk on our own. He actualizes our potential through the Nisyon. So, another idea we can learn from the Akedah . So we said that every person has Nisyonis, right? And every person has to reach a certain Madrega, and you can't reach that Madrega without the Nisyon. So, just trying to see which piece isn't so long that we can get through it. Yeah. Okay, one of the things that the Nesiv Shalom says, what can we learn from all the Nisyonis that Avraham Avinu was doing? Shekol Seder Chayev Shel Yehudi Ratzuf Nisyonis. Our lives are full of tests. Our lives are full of trials. A lot of times we go through difficulties in life and we're tested. We said last week also that the most difficult part of a Nisyon is that most Nisyonis hinge upon the same idea, Emuna. How much faith in Bitachon and Hashem do you have that He'll be there for you through the Nisyon, that He'll be able to bring you over to the other side? How much faith in Emuna do you have in Kadosh Baruch Hu that He is the one putting you through this test? As dark and difficult as it is for you, how much will you believe that it's the same God that gave you all the wonderful things in heaven life that is now testing you, that is now making your life seemingly difficult and impossible, but it's only for your own good also? Just like everything was to your own good and potential and benefit before, it's the same thing. How could it be? That's the test. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boira and the Mani, He is the creator and the ruler of the world, He's in charge of everything, so He's in charge of what's going on in our lives right now also. Even if they seem difficult, even if they seem dark. Sha'akol b'ashgacha pratis, because everything is within His divine providence over us. Im hu maraviach, ze al pi ratzon Hashem. V'chen im hu mafsid, ze ratzon Hashem. A person succeeds, a person earns, a person's matzliach in parnasa, in business. It's ratzon Hashem. A person loses, a person's not successful, it's also ratzon Hashem. And that's the harder part. And to learn and understand that ha'akol b'ashgacha pratis. So one of the things we can learn about Avraham Avinu was that as much as Avraham Avinu was tested, part of Avraham Avinu's test was that he did not for a second falter from the belief in the Emunah in Hashem. What did Hashem tell him before the Akedah? He told him that he's going to have finally, after so long, a child. He's waited with Sarah for so long for a child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises not Eliezer is going to be the one to be your issue. No, through Yitzchak. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, this child that you love, your only firstborn child, the one you love so much, the one I promised you that's going to be the one to inherit you and build a nation, by the way, I want you to take him and sacrifice him for me. So wouldn't a normal person think for a second, what is going on? What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu changing his mind? The same God that I've discovered that runs the world, what is he turning his back on me now? How could he do this to me? After what kind of a test is this? And the answer is Avraham Avinu's part of withstanding the sign of the Akedah was Shelo Hirha, that Avraham Avinu, not for a split second, did he think twice? Did he think, why God are you doing this to me? Why is it so difficult? Why are you making this horrible thing happening to me? Why? He didn't ask that type of question. He didn't have that Hirhur Emunah. He didn't have that Kasha. The Nisayan of Hirhur Achamidos Shkashbo, Shelch Eira, Olos Lakushis, Umis Eirim Har Hirim, Mekayim Batzel, Vani Betumi Eilech, how could I do this? How could I walk perfectly without any questions? Shakob Ashgacha Yoinev Akola Tavasa, but Avraham Avinu knew that everything comes from God, everything comes from the highest Ashgacha. And a person has to know that according to the root of his or her soul, that's why we have to go through these specific difficulties in our life. Every test we have is tailor-made based on our unique position and our unique individual potential in the world and what we have to succeed in doing. And he says that's what the Ran says in his drushes. The Ran says in the drushes that Avraham Avinu was told, Kach no is binecha. Avraham Avinu was told, please take your child. Kach na. Ein na, ela lashon bakasha. When we use the word na, we know that na always means please. And that is the most difficult test, says the Ran, because Avraham Avinu was not commanded to shecht Yitzchak, like a mitzvah. When a person is commanded to do something, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you know that there's a God, and God commands you to do something, so you understand, you have to fulfill the will of the Creator. He's the Creator after all. He's the King. He's the Master of the Universe. How could you refuse a commandment from him? But what if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't command you? What if a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks something of you? How much more difficult is that? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu and doesn't command him, according to what the Ran is saying, to sacrifice his child, he's asking him. The Ran saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked of Avraham the most impossible thing. I promised you children. I promised you inheritance through this child. I'm asking you, do me a favor and sacrifice him for me. I'm not telling you you have to. I'm asking you, I would like that. So like, that's extremely difficult. That's a nisayon that's unbelievable. That's a nisayon that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks from each of us. Not Baruch Hashem, but by our children. But with everything that's not a mitzvah. How many things are there out there in the world that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, but he doesn't command us that we have to do them? Everything that's considered heter in this world, everything that's considered mutter in this world, is really an inyan for nisayon. Because once there are things out there in the world that aren't mefurish usser, there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to do them. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, even though I didn't command you that you have to be this way, I'm telling you, I'd rather you not do those things. How does that come out? Anything that distances us from Avodas Hashem, and a person has to be real, the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah, he quotes from the Chol HaSalavavos that really if we were able to put on the right glasses, we would see everything as black and white. Because we would look at things in two ways. Either this brings me closer to God, or it brings me, Chas V'Shalom, more distant from God. Which is it? If it brings me closer to God, then I should do it. It's positive. But if it's distancing me from Torah and mitzvahs and from Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course I shouldn't do it. If you look at life that way, it becomes, there's no gray anymore. Says the Ran, says the Siva Shalom, all of life is full of these nisyonos. Every time we come to something that looks gray, every time we come to something that looks like it's heter, that it's perfectly mutter, it's just whether I want to do it or not, we have to put on those glasses and look at it. What is the purpose of my doing this thing that I want to do right now? Will it bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or will Chas V'Shalom distance me from Him? If it will bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's positive, it's a mitzvah, it's wonderful, of course I should do it. But if Chalila, it's not going to bring me closer, then I should avoid it like the plague. I should run away from it. And that is the nisayon that Avraham Avinu was being tested in. Kachna is bincha means, please, I'm asking you to do something that's not a mitzvah. When it's not a mitzvah, it's so much harder to always do that. Shemikola nisayonos nisayon ha'ikri v'nogya l'inyane heter. B'dvarim sh'lonem rabim tzivui v'en b'im shum tzad iser. Rak la'asos nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only purpose of these things are, will it give God a nachas ruach? Will it give Hashem satisfaction and pleasure? Will He be happy if I do this or not? Uchmosh Amar Rav Hakadosh or Menachem Mendel Mivitebsk, the Pri Haaretz, Shekol Hanoah V'Taiva Gashmis Shehudi Nehene Afil Beheter is a Bechinas Nargim Afir Alav Shiyotz Apirud Ben Yehudi L'Hashem Yisbarach. If a person gets too much taiva and pleasure out of this physical world, it will end up separating him from Hashem. I'm revealing to you that I want you to give me and sacrifice your ratzon to me. How do I get you to sacrifice your ratzon? I tell you, I want this. I'm not forcing you, I'm not commanding you, but I'm telling you that I want you to be closer to me. And now you have a job. How do you look through the lens of all these things and figure out which one of these is true? And we'll end with just the other idea. It says in the Sfarim, it says in Sivas Shalom, that Yispor Bechsov Amim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will look through and count through the writings of the nations. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Says the Sivas Shalom, a very well-known mashal. Ksov Amim refers to, he says, the writings of the nations, which is arithmetic, mathematics. And what is the mathematics that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? That he's going to look through the nations. And that's when you count all the zeros. How many zeros can you possibly put on a piece of paper? The more zeros you add, it doesn't make any difference because it's all the same. Zero, 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 zero. It's still nothing, no matter how many zeros you have. What happens when you put a number one in front of all the zeros? And that's worth a lot. The more zeros you have, the more it's worth. Million, billion, keep going. The more zeros you have, when you put that one finally in front of it, all those zeros become, their value becomes great. It changes from literally nothing into something extremely valuable. What's the lesson from that? Im Yehudi ose pe'ula achas lichvod Hashem Yisboirach, shehu tahoyra l'roshim pnius. If we do just one thing, just that little number one, that one pe'ula, and that one pe'ula is great, and it has true intention, and it has true meaning, and it has real heart in it, just one. We may have had tons of zeros in our life. We didn't daven correctly, and we didn't learn correctly, and we didn't do the mitzvahs with the right kavana, and we didn't give enough to our children, and we didn't give enough to tzedakah. All the zeros! Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me just one, and I'll take that one and put it in front of all the zeros, and make all the zeros uplifted, and now you're not going to have just zero, you're going to have millions. Umarami Kubrina Amar Kodim Ptiraso, the Kubrina Rebbe said, he was one of the forerunners of Slonim and Lechovich, and he said before he passed away, Imaisi Odea Sheteva Acha Samarti Lfnei Hashem Yisbarach Karoi Laisi Doig. If I knew that I said just one word before HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, I wouldn't worry. And that's the same idea, because if we do just one action, just one thing enough, it's able to uplift everything we've ever done in the past in the wrong way. And that's our nisayon in all our lives. How much our one single action can be true. Hashem should help us that we find the power within ourselves to actualize the potential and to do just one thing, just one word of sincerity before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.